Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so excited. Today is February the 17th, 2021. Oh my God, today is so good. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing in it. I'm so glad to be in it. All right, let's go right into the weather because we got my girl. She's joining us, Dr. Cray. She's got some information for us for COVID and the vaccine, and I got a couple of other questions I'm gonna throw in that I wanted to answer for me, but for us, get it? And so I'm excited about having her on, and she's a board certified family physician, so I'm excited about having her. She knows a lot of stuff, so she's going to be joining us. And then of course we got my girl segment in his presence. Minister Nicole Atkinson is going to be joining us. So I am glad about that. And so we will go ahead and get started with the show. Let's start with the weather, though. All right. I'm trying to get this technology right because I just saw. Okay, here it is. I missed it. Okay. Now, here we go. Okay, thank you, Doug. All right, so let's go on with the weather. And today in Washington, D.C., it's 32 degrees right now. Our high is going to be 38 degrees. We got mostly partly sunny coming. Winter storm warning, so we're getting ready for that. 12 degrees, in Detroit. 12 degrees today, and the high is going to be 19 degrees today in Detroit. That is cold. You got snow coming tomorrow, and so do we, guys, in Detroit. Pennsylvania, you're 19 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 25 degrees. That is going to be your high today, and you got snowstorms coming as well. Let's go to Los Angeles. Los Angeles, you are 50 degrees. What beautiful weather in Los Angeles. And your high is going to be 70 degrees today. All sunshine, all week long. See, that's what LA does for you. LaDonda, Italy, you are 46 degrees right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 43 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 54, mostly cloudy, so be ready for that. Paris, you are 55 degrees right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 37 degrees. Your high is going to be 55 tomorrow and 100% rain. But you got sunshine the rest of the week, so be prepared for that. And nice weather, 64, 65, 55 degrees all weekend, weekend long. That sounds delicious to me. All right, we're going to take a commercial break from our sponsor, and then we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back after this message.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
And guess what? You can get your wig right at La Host Hair and Wig at www.lahosthair.com. Again, www.lahosthair.com. Go and check them out, and they can deliver everything you need worldwide. That's just what they do. I love them. All right, you guys, Ministerial Moment. I just want to start off with prayer first and foremost. I want to start off with prayer first and foremost. I'm sorry, dead air, you guys. I thought I had lost the network. Okay. Father, we thank you and bless your holy name. We give you glory and honor for you being so faithful and so mighty in every way. God, we thank you for your love, your endurance. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness and all that you do. And Father, even now as I release what you have given to me, may it fall on ears, Lord God, that is ready to receive. Lord God, may it expand them. May you get the increase in Jesus' mighty name. I pray, Father God, that this is confirmation for so many people that have been looking for answers, looking for confirmation, and looking for your truth in Jesus' mighty name. Have your way in today's whole show, and may it be a blessing to everyone worldwide that is listening in Jesus' name. All right, you guys, so Ministerial Moment is basically about just in this time, we were so motivated by who was being elected, who was going to be in office, getting Trump out of office, proving him wrong, impeaching him, and doing all these things, right? But let me tell you what God revealed to me. A lot of distractions happen. When the enemy wants to distract you from your call, you have been chosen to do something on this earth. When the enemy wants to distract you, he'll seduce you by other means that will pull you away off track. And it'll look like it's God's will, but it's necessarily not God's will. What feels good to the flesh doesn't always mean that it's God's will. Just because it feels good, it makes you feel yummy, does not mean that it's God's will. The enemy operates in the flesh realm, where the Father operates in the spiritual realm. So if you're not getting spiritual satisfaction and fulfillment, but it's only something fleshly and temporal, then you might have to seek God if that is of him. You know, because that's what the enemy does. He wants to seek opportunities to distract you from the will of God. So this year, when you were motivated by losing weight, motivated by getting closer to God, motivated by, you know, having more discernment for relationships, but then all of a sudden here come a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend, then all of a sudden here come a holiday that throws you off your diet plan, here comes, you know, something else. Listen, temporary gratification is not God. He is eternal, everlasting. When you think of God, you have to connect him to the truth. These are his words: everlasting, eternal life, you know, unspeakable joy. Like we've never even experienced this kind of joy. Peace that passes all understanding. That means it's not connected to our natural understanding, our natural insight, our natural, what we've been naturally prone to believe and experience. God is doing something new and exciting in our lives. And so whenever the enemy comes in to seduce us, he always comes in those areas where we unconsciously so desire for him to move in. We want a relationship. We don't want to be alone. We don't, you know, we want to eat everything in the world and not gain weight and eat unhealthy and enjoy it and have fun. And so God is saying right now, stop. And seek me, because you're getting off course. I know that this is for some people. You're getting off course. And God is saying, turn around and come back to where you started and let's continue this journey. Stop right now. Like, put it all down. You know, stop it right now. Like, seek me, fast and pray and seek after me. And let me tell you the way that you must go. So I'm praying that if this is you and you started off something and now you're not doing it anymore, or you're trying to do it and fit it in with this new distraction, and you know that it's distracting you, and you know that you're not giving it your full attention, you're not steaming ahead like the way you felt that you were going to do and the way you wanted to do, then you know that God is telling you to stop right now and put it down and let him direct your path. If that person is meant to be in your life, God will tell you. If that diet is too strict and he wants to modify it, he will. If God wants to, this might be time for you to just focus on him and not listening to everybody's opinion, just shut down for a second, just close everything off, then he will. He will direct your path. That's what he does. He says he will direct your path. The Bible says that those that are of Jesus Christ, they follow him, and no other voice do they know. They don't know any other voice. They don't know of any other voice but Jesus' voice. They are a follower of Jesus Christ. So that's what I wanted to encourage you about today. I hope this ministered to somebody. Listen, it's not too late. God is telling you right now to stop and just seek after him for the direction that will lead you to success. And I'm telling you, We fear so many things, like fear of being alone, fear, you know, of growing old by ourselves, fear of missing out and we're not having fun and does it take all that? All this stuff, the closer you get to Jesus, none of that is going to even matter. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. After my 40-day fast, and I'm telling you, I want to go back. I ain't missing nothing. I mean, I came out and I'm just like, Lord, okay, I'm on a mission. You created me for purpose. I have a task. And that's really all there is. My whole goal every day is to remain in that place that I was with him for 40 days during that fast. And I tell you, you ain't gonna miss nothing. Everything that you think you're gonna miss, everything you think, you know, that you're gonna be without and lack in, he fulfills that thing up double portion, 100-fold. I don't miss nothing. I'm enjoying my life for the first time ever. And I'm 52 years old. This is the first year, the first season that I have ever genuinely laughed because of such joy within, and I'm so filled with him that I don't know. I just want more and more. Like, it's not a drought. It's just, you know, I'm just attracted to everything about him. So I just want to encourage you of that. You know, I went through a season where I thought I was going to be alone forever. And oh my God, who's going to celebrate with me? Who's going to do this with me? Who am I going to go out to dinner with? Who am I going to do this with? It? What if I don't do this? And what if I don't have that? And this and that, I'm getting older, blah, 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 blah. And it just really sent me in a spiral. It was a season of natural, fleshly, worldly perception that had me spiraling and just lost. I would go to God and I would pray. I repent. Help me to see. But I was so still holding on to the image and the perception and the thoughts that I had that life should be like. I should be here. Life should be like this. And, you know, this one and what about this one over here? Or a competition, but more like, am I doing the right thing? Like, you know, am I living right? Am I doing the right thing? Maybe I should step out a little more. Maybe I should date more. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. And so anyway, just to say all that to say that with all of that being said, he will fulfill every area, every dry area, every broken area, every fragmented area. He will fill it up. He will push stuff out to make room for him. He is so faithful. And I'm just telling you that you got to get over the hurdle first so you can see what it looks like on the other side. Don't stop so short. Keep pushing ahead. Reach for him. Let him gratify all of these areas. Surrender them all to him so the enemy will not have access to any area to pollute or to sabotage your destiny. This is just words of wisdom from Ministerial Moment. I pray that you are blessed. I pray that you will continue to walk in the will of God and that you will allow him to fulfill every need and every desire in Jesus' name. All right, that was Ministerial Moment. We got Dr. Cray, she's going to be joining us. I'm so excited. All right, you got to stay tuned. You guys on Facebook, go and tell friends, share this, all of that. Do what they do, like it and all. And Dr. Cray will be with us right after this commercial break.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence. Understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. And learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Yeah, just say anything you want, have some fun, and at the very end say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, okay.
Have some fun. We're starting right now.
Hey, this is Rufus Troutman, and you're listening to Dr. Gina Radio Show, yeah. Now, I don't remember what I was supposed to say.
Oh, pretty close. So Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yeah, you're now listening to You're now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye. You're now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Dr. Gina Radio Show, yeah.
He never could get it. Anyway, Dr. Craig, thank you for joining Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Welcome, sister. She is a board certified family medical doctor, and I am so glad to have you on. Please tell us, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Dr. Gina. How are you doing? That medical that ministry really blessed me. Thank you for that.
Oh, praise God for that, girl. So now you're going to be ministering to us about everything we need to know. I mean, it is so many things going on and rumors going on about this COVID-19 and the vaccine. I mean, just can you set us straight? Like, I mean, I know that you are a black female physician. You have a tremendous, wonderful reputation in the medical field, and people listen to you. And I'm so glad that you are here on my show, so you can literally tell us what we need to know. Why is it so many rumors, first of all?
I think, Dr. Gina, we as a people, we don't like change. And this COVID vaccine comes at a time where we're alarmed about everything. Everything is a concern. Everything is a concern. We don't trust the government. We're thinking about the Tuskegee study. You name it. But I think that if we do our homework and we see that God has sent us a way out, a way of escape, then we need to take it. And that's what this vaccine is going to do.
Well, let's help people understand who needs the vaccine. Like, do we all need the vaccine? Who needs it?
Yes, eventually everybody needs the vaccine. Right now, it's state dependent. We need to look. You can call your Department of Public Health and ask them where you fall in the distribution. So I'm in Alabama, and they are now vaccinating people 65 years and older, and they're vaccinating healthcare workers, teachers, policemen. So a lot of states are in that same range. So I would suggest that you call the Department of Public Health and your doctor's office and see if you're a candidate, because that depends on your medical history.
Okay. Well, like, I got people that's, they're saying, I mean, I don't have people. It's just that a lot of people are saying it's the mark of the beast and that it's the devil's work. They're blaming it on the Democrats. They're saying it is their stuff. Like, I mean, what is the deal with that?
Okay, so conspiracy theories are everywhere. So everybody's saying that it is the 5G, it is a chip, it's going to change the DNA. But let me tell you about how the vaccine works, Dr. Gina. So it's not DNA, because DNA is what makes us up. It is made from RNA. And it sends our body a message so that we can say, if we come into contact with the COVID-19, it recognizes the spikes on the virus. As we see the spikes, our body says, it's time to fight. And it jumps in there and fights for us and gets our army of cells together so that it can do its job and get the virus eliminated quickly. But without it, we are slow to see it, slow to recognize that we have been exposed to the virus. So we may be home sick for 10 days. And then all of a sudden, we have to go in the hospital 10 days after that because now we are really sick. Our lungs have been attacked. Our kidneys have been attacked. So the vaccine gives your body an edge up. It says, oh, I recognize that. That shouldn't be inside of us. Let's fight. It is not giving us live virus. Like a lot of people think that they're injecting the virus into you, that is not how this acts. Imagine if I sent you an email with cake directions on there on how to make your favorite cake. All you do is pull it up, you read the directions, and you make that cake. That's what the vaccine is doing to us. It's giving our bodies instructions on what to look for and what to fight so we don't die from this virus. We know that the virus is killing. It's causing heart failure, lung failure, you know, kidney failure. New people are coming up with diabetes. We know what the virus can do. The vaccine is there to help us. So squash the conspiracy theories, call your local health department, and go get the vaccine.
We're going to take a commercial break real quick, and Doug is going to do some adjustment with our mics because we're doing some echoing going on because I want you to be heard very clearly. We'll be right back after this break.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey, what's up, good people? This is your boy, Jason Champion, Mr. Are You Ready? And right now, you're tuned in to my homegirl, Dr. Gina's Chat. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Almost perfect. It's actually Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
That's right. My bad.
Okay, we'll try it again. Here we go.
What's up, everybody? This is Jason Champion, Mr. Are You Ready? Listen, you are tuned in to my homegirl right now. I'm listening. You should be listening. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, hottest show. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
All right, so Dr. Craig, what I want to ask you is if you can explain to us what is going on in the black, olive, brown communities. Are we not getting access to the vaccine?
I think we have the same vaccine. We have the same access as everyone else. But we have more of a concern and more of a leeriness and more of a distrust. So a lot of people are saying they're not taking it, or I'm going to just wait. I'll wait till, you know, May, June, July to get it after enough people get it. I can tell you, mm-hmm. Dr. Gina, I had the vaccine back in December, and it was a room full of white people. There were four black people sitting there to get the vaccine. And for me, that was eye-opening. I'm like, wow, we really aren't buying into this. If it was going to kill us, if it was going to mess us up, they would not be in here. You know, so I took that as it's my job now to really educate our community to say, if I could do it and I don't have a tail, I don't have horn, I'm not beeping as I wake up in the morning, then I feel like everyone should be able to do it if you are allowed to. So I would say call your doctor, your primary care doctor, your specialist, and talk about what your history is. Because if you had reactions to vaccines in the past, then you may not be a candidate.
But this vaccine doesn't have live virus. It doesn't have eggs in it like the flu shot. So it's made a totally different way. And Dr. Gina, did you know that the vaccine was partly made by a black woman? Black women, we're not going to do anything that's going to hurt us or harm us. You know, so I think that's amazing that part of the patent was formed by a black woman.
Well, you know what? I'm hoping and praying that, you know, with all of that, that, you know, people just get the read up on it and get more education about it. You know what I mean? To give them some kind of comfort on what they should do and how they should do. The numbers are going up. People are dying. People are dying of this. People that have been known as believers, as Christian, and people are dying of COVID that are professing to be believers of Jesus. People are dying, pastors and preachers and teachers. I mean, people are dying. People have been affected. I know people, Mark, that have been affected by the COVID disease that were believers, that were, you know, sold out for Jesus, and they were affected. So I want to just know that I believe that, you know, there's an answer, there's a solution for everything. God uses everything. I really don't know about all the conspiracies, and I'm not here to sit up and debate about any conspiracies with anyone or any radical Christian that wants to judge any other Christian or want to sit up there and, you know, talk about they feel sorry for somebody like they know everything, because if they knew everything, they wouldn't be sitting up here right now debating about, you know, this being the mark of the devil and all this stuff, because Jesus operating in love. Like, this is why our world is so divided now. Everybody thinks they know and have the answer, and they're not even operating in the full capacity of the gospel themselves. So I just really say that, you know, for every listener that is listening, you know, this pandemic is not only in the United States, it is all around the world. And so I am really, really praying that God will release the truth, because I believe that a lot of, you know, that God is in control of all things. He knows all. Yeah. He's aware of everything. He knows about, you know, the vaccines that are purely, you know, something that he allowed the giftings to create. He knows that, you know, the prayers of the righteous will avail much. He knows the physicians that hands are anointed to heal. He knows the person that this is their time to go. And then there's their time to live, and the rest of the things we don't know. You know what I'm saying? I like to encourage people that don't know everything to get in their place. Because as a child of God, that's exactly what you are, a child of God. You are not God. And I just thank God that he's the only one that's the judge and the jury, okay? And and to God be the glory on that. All right? Now, I want to... Dr. Cray, I mean, because there's so much stuff going on, and you're a physician, so I know it's very challenging for you to, you know, it's like the voice of reason. It's like the voice of light. You can't make anybody do something, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. And then the people that are not with it don't even really know why they're not with it. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So it's not like they're making a biblical stand and like, you know, oh, it stands for this and I'm against that because I'm a believer. They're just not doing it because of all of the rumors that are going around and all the mean bully people. And the fear, and they're canceling that. So what would you tell somebody? Like, you're like right there. You know, you got the beam of knowledge from the science point of view. You're a believer. Mm-hmm. How are you balancing this act? You know, this position right now.
It's a delicate balance. And I think about two things. I say faith without works is dead. You know, that's Bible, right? So we have the faith that God is a healer, that God is a deliverer, that God is all things. But then he says, hey, but to get over this, you got to do the work. And the work may be going down there to your doctor's office and getting the vaccine so that you can live for more generations. We know that this virus has wiped out families. You know, generations of families. And now that we have the answer, it's not for us to operate in fear. God is not a God of fear. You know, so I always say faith without works is dead. And God is not the author of confusion. You know, we have a set plan. They're rolling it out as slow as it may be. Get your knowledge in all things, get wisdom, and get it well. So get the education from your physician. Don't talk to your friends. Don't talk to your family. Talk to your doctors. Go to reputable sources who have read the literature, who have gotten the vaccine themselves, who know what to tell you, and you make your decisions based on that. And then I think that that's where we are well equipped with aligning our faith and our works so that we can travel. I want to be able to travel to Dr. Gina. So I want to be able to get out and do those things, but we can't do that until enough people are vaccinated. Worldwide, 110 million cases and 2 million deaths. But 55 million people have been vaccinated here in the United States. So that number is going up. So hopefully we'll see the cases start to fall now that the weather is going to be warmer. We can do things outside. But we have to do the work. That means still continue to wash your hands. Still continue to wear your mask. Getting the education about the vaccine and just doing it like Nike says.
Well, amen to that. I appreciate, you know, like you said, you are a board certified family medicine physician, okay? And you have science and you have your faith. And so I thank you for coming on to share your wisdom and how you guys are managing to balance this while you are on the front lines dealing with all the dead people. And dealing with people that are losing their families, that are crying out, why? We prayed. We asked God for help. We asked, why is this happening? And they didn't even get the vaccine. They didn't have the vaccine, but they died. So, I have someone that I know for a fact that has suffered from that. They ended up having heart complications. And, you know, God delivered her and healed her, but it was life-changing for her. Here this girl was working out, eating healthy, you know, very much in fitness, a young lady, you know, and just it just hit her, you know, out of nowhere. She thought she was being careful and everything, another believer. I mean, it's been a lot of people that have been struck by this. And, you know, I'm just praying that one day, and this has no relevance to your segment, but I'm really praying that one day that people that say that they are believers of Jesus Christ, that they start operating with compassion and with love. I really do. I really believe that. You know, that's why this nation is under judgment now, because of the judgment that the people that claim that they're in the body of Christ is presenting. And this is why so many people are getting hurt and not living the fullness of God, because they have people that are so radical that's giving them misinformed information and they're calling it Bible. And they're hiding behind the social media and all of these other things. So I want to encourage you guys, if you know that you deal with diabetes, what are the people that need to really consider this vaccine as a move? I know a lot of elderly people that are in nursing homes.
And if you have diabetes, if you have heart disease, you have high blood pressure, you're obese, that means your BMI is greater than 30, you're at risk, and you need to be trying to figure out how you can get on the waiting list so when they start calling your number, you can be next in line. So if you have sleep apnea, if you take medicine for anything, consider yourself at risk for COVID and dying from COVID. This vaccine is to keep us from dying from such a horrible illness. And so we get sick. We get mild diseases like just having a cold. It doesn't take, you know, it doesn't take our life. You don't end up in the hospital. So the vaccine is for prevention. And if we look at it that way, we add our faith to that thing, then we can get out there and see the needle move like we need to see it moved.
Amen to that. All right, so now let's shift gears for a second, shall we? I would like to talk about menopause. Now, if anything is the devil, that is.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, COVID is the devil for real, but, you know, menopause, I just wanted to shift it up a little bit because I believe that COVID is definitely something that people are going to have to do their research, and the doctors are going to have to inform people the best that they can. And ultimately, we can only pray that the delivery will get out, that people will follow suit. You know, so many people still don't even believe that it's real, you know, for one thing, the COVID. They don't believe that it's real. They don't believe it, that God, you know, knows anything about it, that, you know, the enemy can just come in and just wreak havoc in people's lives and God just, like, turn his back or he on vacation. I don't know I don't know what that is, but I know prayer is definitely essential at this time. And if you need the vaccine and you know you're struggling with sickness and infirmity already, you know, I would just really pray about it and consider it. If you tried everything else, you know, maybe, you know, that's something that God would lead you to. And then, you know, I don't know. We don't know if it works for everybody, but we have to know that if God leads us, like, say, for instance, Dr. Cray, the flu shot, it's not for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've taken it and it just didn't, I don't know what it did to me, but it made me sick, for one. And I didn't take it anymore. But it's a lot of people that live by the flu shot, and they take it every year. You know, they take it every year annually, and it helps them.
And it depends, like I said, you have to talk that over with your doctor. You may be allergic to some of the components inside of the flu shot. Who knows, you may have already been about to get the flu, and the timing was the perfect storm, and then you got sick, because it takes 2 weeks for the shot to work. You know, you get it, and most all vaccines, if there is a lag time for you to see the results of the vaccine. So you don't get it, and if you can, you can still get COVID, you know, during those 2 weeks while you wait for the vaccine to start working like any other vaccine. But that's why I say talk to your doctor and make the best decision from there.
Amen to that. Okay, so now talk to me about menopause. Because there's people that want to know, girl. What is happening? What is happening? Why does it do such weird stuff to your body? What is that?
So your hormones are kind of tuckering out. You have done, they have done their job for all these years, and now they are ready to go on vacation. And as a result of your estrogen levels, you know, being lower, your progesterone, your cycle stopping. So menopause is marked when you have been without a cycle for 12 months for women. And so you've gone without a cycle for 12 months, and then, but there's this time leading up to that where you have these irregular cycles and you're having the hot flashes. You're having a night sweat. You are getting up two and three times a night trying to change your covers because you're like, what is going on with my body? You may have vaginal dryness, irritability. You can't lose weight the way you used to could use weight. You can't eat like you could, you know, and just say, well, I just work it off, and it falls off. Where our hormones kind of tucker out, and they say, we're going to live the, let you live the rest of your life on your own. So sadly, that is a part of life, and it can. There are some ways that you can combat menopause naturally. You can do supplements for the menopause symptoms, or you can just ride it out. Or you can talk to your doctor and say, "Do I need my estrogen replaced? Do I need my progesterone? Do I need those things replaced?" And then they can draw your blood work, and then they can work with you from there. But if
oh, that's
you do
good.
That. Yes, and so you can do that, but make sure they draw your levels, make sure that you know your family history, and then your doctor can come up with a plan for you. You don't have to suffer through menopause alone. Like, this is, you know, no one talks about it. I always ask women, I say, well, how old was your mama when she went through the change? I don't know. We didn't talk about that. So these are things that if you have a daughter, Dr. Gina, then she, and she's 50, and when she gets to be 50, she'll be about ready to go through menopause as well, because it's usually about the same time generationally. So my advice is to talk to your doctor. You may need some testosterone. Everybody's like, oh, my gosh, women don't take that. Baby, testosterone is the forbidden and the forgotten hormone of women. So oftentimes, if you get a little bit of testosterone in your system around that menopause time, it will change your life. You will see that your fat, you're able to lose your fat, your sex drive comes back. All of these things begin to improve because you were missing out on your testosterone. So wow. I challenge you women that are listening, yes, to go see your OBGYN in your area and talk to them about menopausal symptoms, have them to check your hormones, ask them to check your testosterone if they don't volunteer. And then you may be open up to a whole nother world, because life after menopause does not have to be a intimate void life like we assume, you know, a twin bed kind of thing. It doesn't have to be that. you think it's broken, but it's not.
So let me just ask you this one last question. So as far as like, would the testosterone help you with your metabolism that seems to like be affected by your menopausal change?
It can, because when your estrogen levels get higher, you store those estrogen in your fat. So you got all of this, your body's like, oh my gosh, it's confused, but you can't lose your fat cells, so you continue to hold on to that estrogen. So adding the testosterone in the mix kind of helps to kind of balance things out. And like I said, talk to your OBGYN. I'm sure that they are going to be surprised. And you say, I heard on Dr. Gina's show, Dr. Cree was talking about, I might need my testosterone checked. And there are ways, there are ointments, there are pellets out there. You wouldn't be getting a shot like the men do, you know, but there are ways to do it in a very feminine approach, and your body will be happy that you did, because it's probably been neglected for so long. And once you're over 35, your testosterone is women, it starts to kind of fall slowly. So it's probably yours may be in the dumps, Dr. Gina. That may be the answer to all of you. You think you've been laughing now since you turned 52? You're gonna be on a roll once you get that testosterone checked out and replaced. I think that is the key as we get closer to menopause, is making sure that hormone is not neglected.
Wow, that is so good to know. All right, see, I've been reading and looking up stuff and all of that, and I never heard that. So I'm really, thank you for the free advice. That was a blessing.
You're welcome. Thank you for having
me. That was a blessing. I hope it blessed the rest of you. Dr. Cray, that's my girl. I love her so much, and she is a friend of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Tell everybody where they can follow you, and you got to come back on again.
Thank you for having me. For medical tips and to get my newsletter, go to www.brownstonehealthcare.com. You'll see a pop-up for E-Right for your blood type. Grab that, and then I look forward to chatting with you, you know, weekly as you get my newsletter with all this good intimate advice. Thank you, Dr. Gina, for having me, and I look forward to coming back.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, I want Doug to get a radio drop from you. Do you mind, Dr. Cray?
No, that's fine. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so we're going to hold on for that. Dr. Cray is going to do that with you, Doug. And then in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and do In His Presence with my girl, Minister Nicole Atkinson, In His Presence.
Hi, and welcome to this month's devotional for 2021, January. I am so excited to be back with you all, and looking forward to another year of God's blessings. And so I'm super excited. It's January 2021, and I'm going to be doing this much devotional. And if I had a title, my devotional, it would be titled Blind Spots. And as always, I'm going to share a passage of scripture with you, and then we'll see what the Lord says. It says here, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. I will guide them, and I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. This is Isaiah 42:16. He says, I will not forsake them. Who are them? But them is you. Ah, I just love this. And I titled it Blind Spots because he says, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. That is what's written. And it's so beautiful what the Lord has done. You know, he guides us into safety in spite of our blind spots. It's in these moments when we find ourselves having our blinders on that we must trust God and ask God to help us see our way out. And you know what? 2020 was a year that we've never seen before. But I believe 2021 is going to be a year that God is going to lead us in such a way, as the scripture said, that we have never known before, in an unfamiliar way. And I don't know about you, That right there gives me hope. It brings a spirit of expectation upon me. Oh my God, it just does something to me. Because he says, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. And he says, I will guide them. He said, I will turn their darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. God says, even though I'm taking you through some unfamiliar things in 2021, it's going to be smooth. There's going to be light. And oh my, he said, I'm going to be with you. Oh my, he said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. That right there, that makes my heart become overwhelmed, because God is such a beautiful, beautiful Father unto us that he wants us to know, even though I'm taking you a route that's not familiar to you, that sometimes there's, you know, when you don't know the familiar ways, it creates a blind spot. Your blinders come up and, you know, you might make the wrong decision or wrong choice. God says, even if you do, I'm going to make those roads. I'm going to make that road smooth for you. And I'm going to shine light where the darkness is. And if you can grab hold of that word and really understand what God is saying, that in 2021, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, he says, I am going to make the unfamiliar places smooth. So really, he's saying, he's challenging us to live by faith. You know, you have to, because he says the unfamiliar places. So he's raising the level of expectation for you to know that you're going to have to, in 2021, you're going to have to know that you know that you know, and you're going to have to move by faith. And just know that he says, I'm not going to forsake you. I'm going to make sure that there's light shined upon you. You're not going to move in darkness. You're not going to move in the dark when you're going to be stumbling and grumbling. It's going to be a smooth path, and he's going to take the stumbling blocks out of the way, and he's going to light it so that you can see. He says, I'm a lamp unto your feet, and that lamp is going to light your way through. He said, this is going to take intentionality, and it's going to take your faith in order for you to believe God in the unfamiliar places. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the unfamiliar. I'm tired of the familiar. The familiar doesn't require faith. The unfamiliar, it requires faith. So, oh, hallelujah. I want you to be encouraged this year, 2021. I want you to be encouraged this month. I know we're at the end of the month, but be encouraged this week about the unfamiliar things that are happening, because know that God is in it. Okay, he is in the unfamiliar things that is happening, because it's not unfamiliar to him. It's unfamiliar to you, but not to him. He has already done it. And so you're walking into the manifestation of what he's already done. Okay. And so I want you to have a spirit of expectation on you as you continue to go forth in this day and this week and this year, know that you're walking in some unfamiliar territory, but God is with you. And there's something great that is going to come upon you when you walk in that unfamiliar place of faith. Okay? Oh, you guys, I love you so much. I'm so thankful to be with you another year. And I bless Dr. Gina for having me. And I hope this devotional helped you. I hope you enjoyed it. Listen, if you want to stay in touch with me, please go to my website. It's www.NicoleAtkinson.com. You can submit a prayer request. You can reach out to me and ask me questions. That's my new website, www.NicoleAtkinson.com. You can always go on my Women of Courage page for you ladies and Women of Courage Ministries, and you can reach out to me there, or you can go to Instagram, Nick_purpose, and you can find me there. I'm cheering for you, and I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to seeing, talking to you next month. Okay. God bless you.
All right, that was In His Presence, you guys. What a wonderful show. I'm telling you, let me tell you something, what's on my mind. Let's go right into that. What's on my mind? And that was a great In His Presence. Thank you so much, Minister Nicole Atkinson. We're going to go right into the, in my segment, What's on My Mind. What's on my mind is that we are truly, definitely in the last days. You know, I just don't believe that there is so much division in the body of Christ. It is such, just such a shame. It is such a shame that it's so much division and unbelievable. The whole time that Dr. Cray was talking about the vaccine, I'm on Facebook Live. And, you know, there was somebody who actually didn't believe in the vaccine and then calling it the beast and all of this in Revelation. And, you know, this stuff that he's saying, it is a beast and all of that in Revelation is Bible. But, you know, we have a tendency of picking things that we think we want to add to. And I'm telling you, if it was that clear that a vaccine would be the beast. We're talking about principalities here. That's somebody who do not know how to read the Bible and is not getting any revelation from God. You know, and I'm sure it's the same person that was part of the whole clique that was prophesying that Trump was going to be in office. That's that same radical group that was threatening people that if they didn't vote for Trump, they was the devil and it was this and it was that. Let me tell you something. You know, this is the last days. And I'm going to tell you one thing. If you don't know anything about the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, if you do not understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but by principalities and wickedness and high places, we're talking about in dimensions, we're talking about in realms of heavenly places of battles that are taking forth right now. And I'm just going to say this. The vaccine to me would be more of greed. If we had to put it in a category, which we human beings have to always intentionally do for some reason, we got to put it somewhere. If the vaccine was anything to me, it would be from human greed. It would be from human control. It would be from human advancement. I believe that my God is more powerful, you know what I mean? And that he wouldn't allow, you know, something so sneaky. I don't know. It's just, you know what, if you're going to come on my platforms, I need you to be more biblically inclined and more educated. I can't go from these conspiracy theories. They're getting knocked down every single day. Every single conspiracy is coming down, down, down. Okay. If you got a conspiracy theory, use your conspiracy theory, but when you put Jesus in it, that's when I draw the line. I'm not going to let you put Jesus in front of or behind or even on top of or underneath your mental manly conspiracy. I'm just not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? You can have your opinion all day long. Everybody's entitled to it. Everybody got free will to decide. But when you start putting biblical principles on some man theory, conspiracy at that, then that's a problem. You talk about the beast and the dragons and the queen with the horns. We're talking about principalities. We have not seen the degree, the level, because we couldn't even handle it. But God is preparing a day because Jesus is coming. And those that have the mind of Christ will know and recognize what is man and what is a principality. Because quite frankly, don't nobody got time for nobody's conspiracy. You know, we got other demonic influences and forces that we need to be in position spiritually to come up against. And right now, I mean, I just don't have time for it. If you say you're a Christian in the moment that I discern that you have no love in you, delivering your analogy, then I'm not even listening. Because God operates in love, period. When Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Jews, he said everything he said in truth, authority, and love. It was not combative. I don't have time to combat with you, okay? Because you're irrelevant. You know, my warfare is against principalities and wickedness and high places, not flesh and blood with a conspiracy theory. I don't have time for you, okay? So I just wanted to make that clear. This has been Dr. Gina's radio chat, and we are out of time. That was on my mind, and it was a lot, right? Live healthy, live whole, live in love. in Jesus' name. Live in your destiny. I'm loving you always right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat, where you're going to get the truth and nothing but the truth in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you guys. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.